Ask an Astronomer is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, go to www.jodcast.net.
And so it's time for Ask an Astronomer once again, and we've got a very interesting question for Dr. Tim O'Brien this month. It's to do with the moon again, and it's a very common question we get asked, and it is, why does the moon look so big when it's low down on the horizon?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I don't know whether anybody out there has noticed this, but if there's a full moon and it's low down near the horizon, it often looks like this huge full moon just sort of hanging there on the horizon. And if you think about when the moon's sort of sitting up near the zenith, sort of over more directly over your head, then it doesn't look anywhere near as large. So the question is, you know, why is that? There's a number of sort of physical effects that we should probably consider, I think. A common one is actually to suggest that it's to do with the way the light passes through the atmosphere, to do with something called refraction. So the path of the rays of light are bent as they pass through the atmosphere, and people have sort of glibly used that as an explanation for why the moon sort of appears magnified in some sense, because when you're looking towards the horizon, you're actually looking through a lot more atmosphere than you are if you're looking straight up towards the zenith. The trouble is that actually refraction has the opposite effect. Okay, it doesn't make the moon appear larger, it actually makes it appear smaller. It actually makes it appear sort of squashed. It's a bit like if you imagine taking a football, a spherical football, and sitting on it, and you get this sort of squashed shape. That's what happens. So in fact, it squashes it by a few percent refraction. And there's some great pictures actually that show a much larger effect if you look at it from space, where you're sort of above the atmosphere and looking down through even more atmosphere than you would see the moon through if you were sort of on the ground, if you see what I mean. So the effect is even more magnified, and it's quite significant. But you might catch that if you look out for that. You do see this sort of squashing of the sort of mainly the bottom part of the moon, or even the sun, if you're looking through sort of light cloud or something. So anyway, that can't be the explanation. It can't be refraction. Another couple of things one could consider. One is just how far away the moon is, because clearly, you know, if the moon appears larger, maybe it's because it's closer to us in some sense. Now, if you think about it, think about looking at the moon straight up towards the zenith, and think about looking out towards the moon on the horizon. Actually, the moon is farther away when you view it on the horizon than it is when you view it at the zenith, by about one Earth radius. You can imagine yourself sort of sitting on the side of the Earth there in this sort of picture you can imagine in your head, and you're looking out to the sort of out to the left or something at the moon, then the line of sight is actually longer in that direction to the moon by about an Earth radius than it would be if you were looking sort of straight up at the moon. So in fact, that if you sort of work out the numbers, the radius of the Earth is about 6,300 kilometers, and the distance to the moon is about 380,000 kilometers. So that would actually give you another difference of about a couple of percent, maybe 1.52%. But again, it's actually in the wrong sense. The moon should appear a bit smaller because of that when it's at the horizon, not larger like the moon illusion has it. Possibly the final thing to consider in terms of sort of physical explanations is the fact that actually the orbit of the moon is elliptical. So the moon doesn't orbit the Earth in a circle. It's sort of sometimes closer to the Earth at times in its orbit, sometimes farther away. And in fact, the difference is significant. It's at its closest, the moon gets to 363,000 kilometers, and at its farthest, 406,000 kilometers. So that's basically a 10 or 11% difference. So when the moon's at its closest, it's actually sort of 11% larger than when it's at its farthest away from us. Now, it's actually that effect that leads to the possibility of annular solar eclipses. So when you get a total solar eclipse, the moon is about the same size as the sun. If the moon is at a position in its orbit when that happens where it completely covers the bright disk of the sun, then you get a total eclipse and you get to see the corona and all these sort of interesting features. However, if the moon is actually farther away, at a farther point in its orbit, it actually turns out to be slightly smaller than the visible disk of the sun. And so what you get in an eclipse then is a so-called annular eclipse, where you get an annulus, a sort of rim. You see the bright rim, the edge of the bright disk of the sun. So you don't get a total eclipse. You don't get to see the corona because you've still got this bright bit of the sun around it. Anyway, that in itself, that won't explain the moon illusion either, because of course, the lunar orbit is about 28 days or so. So this effect of it getting closer and farther away sort of happens every 28 days. It's certainly nothing to do with whether it's at the zenith or whether it's down near the horizon, you know, sort of 6 hours later. So that doesn't explain it. So in fact, you end up with resorting to it being some sort of psychological effect. It's something to do with the way the brain works, something to do with the way our vision works in terms of why, when you're looking directly overhead, you see something a different size that appears to you to be a different size. It isn't. You know, you could measure it with your thumbnail or something, put it up next to the moon when it was at the zenith and compare it to when the moon is down near the horizon, and it'll be basically the same size. It won't have changed size in that amount. These little physical effects I'm talking about a minute ago, you know, like refraction, affect it at the level of a few percent. Nothing as significant as it appears to be. So it's definitely something weird to do with the way the brain is processing this visual information. And even as far as I understand it, not being a sort of neuroscientist, you know, it's not well understood, actually. There's different competing theories as to how the brain would process that information, whether it's to do with, you know, comparing when it's on the horizon, it's close to things that whose size you know, close to trees or whatever, and that gives you a difference in the way you perceive it compared to when it's sitting in the middle of the sky straight up ahead with nothing near it to compare it to, whether that affects things. Or another possibility, something to do with, you know, when you see, say, an aeroplane or something fly past overhead and fly into the distance, it clearly gets a lot farther away from us, and therefore it would get smaller as it gets close to the horizon. It actually gets smaller because it is farther away from us. Whereas with the moon, you know, the difference, the sort of percentage difference between how far away it is when it's at the zenith and how far away it is when it's at the horizon is much smaller. So it doesn't change its size by the right amount compared to other objects. And therefore you compensate for that in the opposite direction by imagining it's bigger when it's near the horizon. That's another idea. So there are, you know, as I say, there's different competing theories, and I don't think there's any, you know, there's only one theory that's won out so far for explaining that weird fact that the moon looks big when it's down near the horizon.
That's brilliant. So as long as we know that there is no actual change in the size of the moon from zenith to horizon, we'll leave it to the neuroscientists to work that one out. Thank you very much, Dr. Tim O'Brien.
Okay, thank you.